This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome in to the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me this hour is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is the Senior Managing Partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates. He is a board-certified podiatric physician and surgeon specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. He is the Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown, where he's also a member of the limb salvage team. He serves as a surgical instructor at the Podiatric Residency Program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System, and he is a panel physician at Sacred Heart Wound Center. And again, you can find out more about Dr. Adam Teichman at pafootdoctors.com. That's pafootdoctors.com. Dr. Adam Teichman joining us this hour as we talk about blood sugar and heart health. Now, the special this weekend is 37% off all rescue products, all single bottles, mix and match any way you want, no minimum to buy. You can buy one bottle, you can buy dozens of bottles, whatever you order on any and all rescue products. It's 37% off with the coupon code MY37. That's MY37. But not only do you get 37% off, you get the bonus of free shipping on Saturday and Sunday on any size order. Free shipping on any size order on the weekend, and you're earning rewards points, plus you can cash in rewards points you've already earned. So you got all of that with the coupon code MY37. 37% off, free shipping this weekend, and rewards points. After the weekend, it's free shipping and orders of $75 or more, and still the 37% off. The special runs through Friday. Coupon code MY37. Coupon code MY37. Use that when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Coupon code MY37 or coupon code MY37 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code MY37. And with that, we bring in Dr. Adam Teichman. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Talking about the importance of maintaining blood sugar levels, the effects blood sugar can have on your heart. Certainly, I know you with folks with diabetic wounds that won't heal, you see that problem. But let's talk about how serious high blood sugar is, some of the kinds of health consequences that that arise if you leave it uncontrolled. Let's address blood sugar first, Doc.
Sure. So when people have high blood sugar, we call that hyperglycemia, and that's a serious health condition that can lead to various complications if left uncontrolled for a period of time, especially when you deal with people with diabetes. You know, and some of those serious health concerns can be damage to blood vessels. So if people have persistent high blood levels, blood sugar levels, that can damage the blood vessels over time, leading to conditions called atherosclerosis. And this increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, and peripheral vascular disease. You know, and as we talked about in other shows, neuropathy, nerve damage, high blood sugar can cause damage to the nerves throughout the body, you know, leading to neuropathy. This can result in symptoms such as tingling, numbness, pain, and weakness. It can affect the eyes. It can cause retinopathy. As we know, high blood sugar can damage the small vessels in the retina. That can lead to diabetic retinopathy. Kidney damage is another issue that's serious, especially with uncontrolled sugars. That can lead to the kidney not filtering properly, and that can lead to kidney damage and ultimately kidney failure. And like you said earlier, foot complications, neuropathy, and poor circulation resulting from high blood sugar can also increase the risk of diabetic foot ulcers, infections, and eventually lead to amputation if not properly managed. Skin complications, increasing the risk of infections. And also mental health effects. Chronic high blood sugar levels can also affect the cognitive functioning and contribute to mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. So people who have diabetes, it's really, really important to monitor their blood sugar levels regularly and adhere to that treatment plan, whether it's medication and also including supplementation, diet, and exercise. And it's important for them to understand, too, that if they experience consistently high blood sugars, that they should really seek medical attention to get that under control to determine what the underlying cause of why they keep having high blood sugars. And it's really important to understand that people with high blood sugars really are not maintaining, you know, the correct regimen that they're supposed to follow, including checking their blood sugar daily, whether it's medication or supplementation, and doing proper diet and exercise really play a role in helping that blood sugar stay under control.
So let's talk about warning signs of high blood sugar levels. How can you obviously you need to get your, without getting your blood checked, is there a way you might know that you have high blood sugar?
Yeah, there's a bunch of warning signs and symptoms that are common when we talk about people who have hyperglycemia. Frequent urination is one. The increased blood sugar levels can lead to excess glucose being excreted in the urine, especially causing increased urination. We call that polyuria. Increase in thirst, so excessive urination can lead to dehydration, triggering the increase for thirst. Fatigue, the cells might not be able to access glucose for energy due to that insulin resistance or insufficient insulin production. That leads to fatigue because they can't pull that sugar into the cell for energy. People might suffer blurry vision, which is caused by fluid to be pulled from the lens of the eye, affecting the ability to focus properly. Increased hunger, so despite having high blood sugar levels, the cells may not be receiving, like we said, the adequate levels of glucose for energy, triggering that increased hunger. And dry mouth, so dehydration from the increase in urination can cause increase in thirst, leading to dry mouth. And also, if you have slow healing cuts and wounds, frequent infections, numbness and tingling can also be an early sign of high blood sugar, and unexplained weight loss. You know, despite increase in hunger, individuals with high blood sugar levels may experience unexplained weight loss due to the body's inability to utilize glucose for energy, and that causes breakdown in muscle tissue for fuel. So it's important to note that these symptoms may vary in severity and can develop gradually over time. But if you're experiencing any of these warning signs, I highly recommend seeking out a consult with your healthcare professional to properly evaluate and manage these conditions.
All right. So again, if those are the signs that you could have high blood sugar. So I guess the first thing you need to do if you have some of those signs is to find out for sure if you do. And that's a blood test. I guess you just get done. Just go to your general practitioner and ask them to do blood work on you, right? I guess that would be the first step.
Yeah, no, that is the first step. Understanding, you know, that is the first step of doing that is looking at your blood sugar level. They can do a fasting blood sugar level. They can do what they call a hemoglobin A1C as well. That's kind of like that 3-month shot of how well your blood sugar is controlled over those 3 months. But the best way is really doing a fasting blood sugar to see exactly, you know, what your numbers are, and then determining on where you are with those numbers is determine whether you're not diabetic, you're pre-diabetic, or you have diabetes. And really, that number we look at is around 125 or higher, 126, your diagnosis is diabetic. And if you're pre-diabetic, it's around that 100 to 125 mark, you know, and if you're normal, you're anything below 100. So really understanding that, you know, to look at, say, all right, is this patient diabetic or not? There are some guidelines of benchmarks that we look at for numbers from getting your blood drawn.
All right. So then once you find that out, then what do you need to do? I mean, you obviously need to get them under control, but that blood sugar level under control. So what I know that there are natural ways to combat that. I guess I don't know what happens if you have high blood sugar and you're seeing a doctor that doesn't believe in the rescue products, or doesn't know about the rescue products. I don't know what the first step is, but for us, I know somebody comes to you, they've got a diabetic wound that won't heal, or you find out, or maybe they don't even know why they have that wound, and then you find out that they have diabetes. What are you telling folks to do? How are they getting that under control?
Yeah, you know, when we talk about type 2 diabetes, it's one of the few diseases, I'm going to put that in quotes, that people can actually control themselves. It's really being a proactive way to help reverse the symptoms of diabetes. Number one, we talk about a healthy diet, maintaining a healthy weight. If you're smoking, avoid smoking, you know, and if you're able to exercise, that's like the first step. So if you're pre-diabetic, you know, we always talk about that. And if you have a wound that doesn't heal though, and you can't exercise, it's really trying to be proactive and gain that blood sugar under control. Number one, by eating a healthy diet. And if you smoke, stop smoking. And if you drink, stop drinking alcohol. Also, you know, taking supplementation is a great way to make that first step to control your blood sugar naturally, because of the fact we want to kind of avoid some of the side effects that medications come to. So, you know, being proactive and adding supplementation, adding an omega-3, the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation, Rescue 105 Max, you know, magnesium and metabolite and Landin C5, all these supplements really help control blood sugar and proactive in basically addressing blood sugar metabolism. So adding those, you know, five supplementations would be really great to help as a first step, along with diet, you know, exercise, if you can exercise, and avoid smoking and alcohol to help control your blood sugar. But, you know, also if you have some of these symptoms we talked about, the first step would be to go speak to your family doctor or primary care provider to understand what's going on. And if he does diagnose you with diabetes, you know, being proactive and addressing those symptoms with supplementation.
So we're going to talk about some of those supplements in a moment here. We'll get started with that. And again, at some point, if you have questions for Dr. Teichman, the lines are open at 8. This is toll-free, 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900, if you have questions for Dr. Adam Teichman. But these, I want to give the special, and there's two things. First of all, every product this weekend is everything, across the board, all the way through next Friday, is 37% off with the coupon code MY37. Just use the coupon code MY37, and you get 37% off all the products we're talking about this hour, all the ones we talked about last hour, every rescue product, whether we're talking about it or not, everything is on special, 37% off with the coupon code MY37, and free shipping on Saturday and Sunday on any size order. After the weekend, it's free shipping and orders of $75 or more, plus you're earning rewards points. And if you already have rewards points, you can cash those in and get an even lower price. So get the 37% off, get the free shipping on any size order this weekend, and get the rewards points, coupon code MY37, when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, coupon code MY37, or coupon code MY37 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5. 4-8-3 1-800-26-ALIVE. Now, there's another way you can, that's 37% off all the way through Friday on every rescue product, no minimum to buy, whatever. Now, there's another way you can get 50% off products that are recommended specifically for you by taking the free rescue health survey at res-q.life. Now, that takes about 5 minutes to take. And then at the end of the survey, it recommends usually about four or five products that it thinks you, that the survey says, hey, these are the ones that would help you with the health conditions that you say you have, and helps you narrow that down. So on the recommended products, you get them at 50% off and free shipping and the free gift of the $25 in rewards card, in a rewards card. So you're getting the free gift, the free shipping, and 50% off the recommended products. Just take the free Healthline survey at res-q.life. That's res-q.life. Some folks say, I'm not online, I don't have a computer, whatever. You can certainly call, and the rescue consultant will help you take the survey at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. So, Doc, normally I would say the base of the pyramid is any of the omega-3s, in particular for diabetes. You're talking about the Rescue 1250, helping people get their triglycerides under control, helping with that, ease that inflammation. But let's talk first today instead about the Rescue 105 Max. That is Rescue's leading blood sugar supplement, Rescue 105 Max. What is it, and how does it help manage our blood sugar levels?
Sure. So Rescue 105 Max is a great supplement if you're pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic or have issues with insulin resistance. It's this unique pumpkin pentose complex that contains five natural ingredients. It contains pumpkin pentose, Gymnema sylvestre leaf, alpha lipoic acid, chromium, you know, all these supplements, and bitter melon fruit. All these ingredients help control and make a balanced blood sugar levels. The benefits of taking Rescue 105 Max is, number one, to reduce your sugar craving for sugar. It lessens those after-meal blood sugar spikes, which is really important because of the fact that when you eat a meal, especially if you're having a high-carbohydrate meal or eating a sandwich, you know, you're really going to get those spikes. So if we can control those, we can control our blood sugar a lot more efficiently. So adding Rescue 105 Max, you're taking that three times per day, preferably with a meal. It also helps blood sugar metabolism, and if you're pre-diabetic or also type 2 diabetic, it restrains the release of sugar into the bloodstream. It decreases the amount of sugar that's absorbed from foods. It also encourages the sugar in the blood to be stored in the liver for later use. And lastly, it stimulates the production of insulin by the body. So really understand that Rescue 105 Max is a great way to naturally control your blood sugar, especially those blood sugar spikes that you get after a meal. And the main ingredient, that pumpkin pentose, is this natural extract from pumpkins, this pentose meaning 5-carbon sugar, but it's not really a sugar as we understand it, which is a 6-carbon sugar. So this 5-carbon sugar, this pentose, also what it does is actually directly enters the cell to be fully converted to energy as a source of fuel for the body without necessity for insulin. So that lowers the need to release more sugar into the bloodstream. So that pumpkin pentose is that main ingredient in Rescue 105 Max to help control blood sugar. So if you are type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic, I highly recommend trying Rescue 105 Max.
Yeah, I know that's when people are in there, one of the reasons you have the success you do with diabetic wounds that won't heal is you're not just treating that wound, you're treating the thing that's causing the wound, which is diabetes. And you could heal that wound 100 times if you don't get the diabetes under control. Actually, you probably won't heal if you don't get the diabetes under control, but you could try and heal it all you want. You got to get the your diabetes under control. And I know that when people go in and they have to your office and they have a diabetic wound that won't heal, you do recommend, he has it in his office, folks, right there for you to see in like a curio cabinet, I guess you'd call it. He's got some of the rescue products on display. So somebody's got a diabetic wound that won't heal. You're doing your thing there. You're doing that ultrasonic wound debridement. You're doing all that stuff. But you're saying to them, here's what you got to take. So you're saying the 105 Max, what's next? I'm sure it's got to be the Rescue 12. I'm guessing it's got to be the Rescue 1250.
Yeah, you know, and that's really important, too, to understand that Rescue 1250, that omega-3 supplementation is really great when we talk about trying to control, you know, not only blood sugar, but also controlling cholesterol levels, triglyceride levels. There's such a benefit of adding Rescue 1250 line of supplementation to your regimen. There's so many benefits, especially when we talk about healing wounds, controlling diabetes, controlling triglycerides, reducing inflammation. And we understand that inflammation is one of the main causes of all these complications that go along with diabetes. So if we can reduce inflammation, we can reduce triglycerides, improve the HDL cholesterol, because we know as elevated blood sugars go up and go higher, we get that inverse relationship between the good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And we know we have increase of bad cholesterol. It increases our risk of atherosclerosis, which is plaque buildup within the arterial walls, slowing blood flow where it has to go. So understanding that Rescue 1250 helps improve circulation. It helps improve HDL cholesterol. It helps support blood sugar metabolism. So there's so many benefits to adding omega-3, that Rescue 1250 line of supplementation. We're talking about not only diabetes, but also helping heal wounds. Improving circulation is really, really important, because if we don't have proper circulation going to the extremity where the wound is, it's not going to heal.
So you got to get, so you're talking to somebody goes in there, you're recommending the 105 Max, the Rescue 1250. What else might come after that?
You know, I'm a big believer in magnesium as well. I think magnesium is a great supplement to add, especially when you're, you know, if you're a type 2 diabetic as well. There's so many benefits to looking at magnesium and the benefits of magnesium in controlling blood sugar and the overall benefit of magnesium. So if we look at magnesium, which is the essential mineral involved in numerous biochemical processes in the body, you know, not only supports bone health, regulates muscle function, but also promotes heart health. It also helps regulate blood sugar. Magnesium plays a role in insulin secretion and glucose metabolism, helping the body regulate blood sugar levels. So if you're having issues such as type 2 diabetes with insulin resistance, magnesium helps regulate blood sugar levels as well by addressing insulin resistance. Also helps support a healthy nervous system. When you talk about type 2 diabetes and people with neuropathy, magnesium is a great supplement to address some of the nerve issues that go along with neuropathy, because magnesium helps regulate neurotransmitter function. So that really helps with neuropathy. All right. So magnesium is a great supplement to take.
But why again, let's go back up here. I don't think anybody has a product like Rescue. Rescue 105 Max, I think it's one of a kind. I don't think, and there's any other product even comparable to it, the Rescue 105 Max. The omega-3s, we've talked about why you recommend those, and that's because they're ultra-purified. You need pure, potent omega-3s. You need to know they're effective. You need to know they're pure. And there is none better than Rescue 1250 ultra-purified omega-3s, third-party tested by Eurofins for over 280 different environmental contaminants. It's also the way it's molecularly distilled, centrifuged, soft-washed, slow temperature, so you don't lose the potency, but you also get the purity. Actually, the fish harvested in the North Atlantic, way out at sea, away from environmental impurities, brought back into Norway and totally processed in Norway. We were talking about better fish to begin with and the whole process and all of that. But so every Rescue product, they make the effort to have a pure, potent product that every product is to me, unique in its field. I think the same thing with the Rescue Magnesium. Because that it's not all magnesiums are created equal. Why the Rescue MG, Doc?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Not all magnesiums are created equal, and the Rescue MG is this carefully crafted blend of magnesium oxide, citrate, and glycinate to make it easy on your digestion and readily absorbed, almost bioavailable, we call that. Because it's important to understand that not all magnesiums, like you said, are created equal because they're not bioavailable. They're not easily digested. They're not gentle on the stomach. Where Rescue Magnesium is exactly that. It's gentle on the stomach with magnesium oxide, citrate, and glycinate. The citrate makes it readily digested and absorbed, and the glycinate is easier on the bowels and easily absorbed as well. So that's why we recommend Rescue Magnesium as a great supplement to take, because of the fact that how easily and bioavailable it is, it can address some of these issues that are going on. And understanding when we talk about type 2 diabetes, that diets with higher amounts of magnesium are associated with lower risks of diabetes, because the important role magnesium plays, like we talked about, in glucose metabolism. And also, people who are deficient in magnesium have a higher risk of being insulin resistant and developing type 2 diabetes, because magnesium loss appears to be higher in higher concentrations of glucose in the kidneys that increase urine output. So we're excreting more magnesium if we're type 2 diabetic. So it's really important to basically supplement with magnesium, and Rescue Magnesium is a great option because of the fact how bioavailable it is and how easy it is on the digestion.
Yeah, and it's time released over the course of the day with the three different forms and all of that. So Rescue MG, and again, so far for blood sugar and heart health. And I want to tie the blood sugar into heart health and circle back to that, because we've been focusing just on diabetes, but I want to focus in on diabetes and heart health together when we come back. And if you have questions for Dr. Adam Teichman, 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900, toll free. Now, the special, you're saving 37% off any and all Rescue products. Mix and match any way you want, no minimum to buy. You get 37% off your entire order. Free shipping on any size order on the weekend. Free shipping in orders of $75 or more after the weekend. The special goes through next Friday. Get the 37% off, and one way or the other, the free shipping and the rewards points with the coupon code MY37. That's MY37. Use that when you shop online at RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com or MY37 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me, Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman, the senior managing partner of PA Foot and Ankle Associates. He's a board-certified podiatric physician and surgeon specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. In addition, he's the chief of podiatric surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown. Well, he's also a member of the limb salvage team. He serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. And he's a panel physician at Sacred Heart Residency Program and Sacred Heart Wound Center, I should say. And he is joining us now. By the way, you can find out more about Dr. Teichman at PAfootDoctors.com. That's PAfootDoctors.com. He's joining us actually in a moment. Let me remind you, if you have questions for Dr. Teichman, Toll-free, our number is 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900. Free bottle here of the Rescue PM Dissolvables. That's the tablet you put on the dissolvable tabs you put under your tongue there, and you could get to sleep real effectively there. That's a Rescue PM Dissolvable, a great sleep supplement. I use the spray, but we're giving away the 1 month supply of the Rescue PM Dissolvable for first-time callers with a question or testimonial. And again, that's 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900. So the special is you're saving 37% off any and all Rescue products with the coupon code MY37. It's 37% off everything we're talking about right now, everything we talked about last hour, but every Rescue product, all of them, 37% off every product. Mix and match any way you want, no minimum to buy. Get 37% off with the coupon code MY37. If you order on the weekend, on Saturday or Sunday, it's free shipping on any size order. After the weekend, it's free shipping on orders of $75 or more, but you still get the 37% off all the way through Friday at midnight. So again, coupon code MY37 gets you the 37% off, and one way or the other gets you the free shipping and the rewards points. Coupon code MY37 when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, coupon code MY37, or coupon code MY37 when you call our local call center, 1-800, and talk to your favorite Rescue consultant, 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE. So let's talk about, we'll talk to Dr. Teichman. We're talking about the products that can help you with your blood sugar, but we want to talk about blood sugar and heart health. When you have high blood sugar, obviously you have diabetic wounds that won't heal, you get neuropathy. What damage is high blood sugar doing to your heart?
You know, it's doing a lot of damage. I mean, we talk about the damage that elevated blood sugars can have, you know, like you mentioned, on the extremities, but also, you know, it can affect high blood pressure, it can affect the triglycerides, and it can also affect your cholesterol, which ultimately can put more stress on the heart. And if the heart has to work harder to get blood circulating throughout the body, like a muscle, it can lead to issues such as cardiovascular disease. It can lead to heart attacks and stroke. So really understanding that if we can control blood sugar, we're also going to help the heart disease and decrease our risk of heart disease as well, because we're controlling blood pressure. We're also controlling triglyceride levels and also cholesterol levels. Because we know, like we talked about earlier in the show, that if you have elevated blood sugar, you're going to have higher levels of the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and lower levels of the HDL, which is the good cholesterol. So you get that inverse relationship as the blood sugar increases or becomes more uncontrolled. And if you have higher levels of LDL cholesterol, it increases your risk of heart disease and stroke.
All right. So again, you want to get your that one way or the other. You've got to get that diabetes under control. So the problem is, and by the way, we're talking here about type 2 diabetics. That's where you're basically insulin resistant. Your body's making enough, it's just not accepting it. So, let's do a 101 here, Doc. It's interesting how people, nobody cares about a particular, they might, it's funny. We could be talking about an issue for years, and suddenly somebody finds out they're diabetic. Now they're like, wait a second, what did those guys say about whatever? So let's do a 101. Somebody just found out they've got a problem with they're type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. And we can talk about what pre-diabetic means in some numbers. But what role does insulin play in our body? I know it's got to get into our cell, but what is insulin doing? And then why is it, and what happens? Again, you sort of touched on it when we discussed the 105 max. Your body becomes insulin resistant for some reason. That cell won't open up, and that's why we have the 105 max. But what role does insulin play in our body?
Sure. So insulin is this hormone that's produced by the pancreas, and it plays a critical role in regulating blood sugar levels, facilitating the uptake of glucose into the cells for energy. You know, and how insulin functions within the body. So if we're talking about regulation of blood sugar levels, so after eating a meal, such as a high carbohydrate meal, carbohydrates in the food are broken down to glucose. which then enters the bloodstream. And this rising blood sugar levels triggers the pancreas then to release insulin into the bloodstream. And then insulin acts as that key that unlocks the cell, allowing glucose to enter and be used for energy and stored for later use. What happens with type 2 diabetes is, though, as that insulin is being released, the insulin is not working efficiently enough, so it can't pull that blood sugar into the cells for energy. So that blood sugar kind of hangs out in the bloodstream, leading to elevated blood sugar. And also understanding what insulin does, it also helps promote the uptake of glucose as insulin binds to the receptors on the surface of the cells, signaling them to open the cell to take that glucose into energy. And this is important for muscles, fat, and liver cells, where glucose is either used for energy or stored as glycogen for later use. So understanding that the importance of insulin and how it regulates blood sugar uptake into the cells, and with or type 2 diabetic, we're insulin resistant, where we can't use insulin efficiently enough. And that ultimately leads to elevated blood sugars. And, you know, insulin's also important in protein synthesis. It also helps regulate fat metabolism. Insulin plays a role in lipid metabolism by promoting the uptake of fatty acids into fat cells for storage, and also inhibits the breakdown of stored fat. And this helps maintain basically the fat in the body and prevents excessive accumulation of fat in the bloodstream. So understanding the important role that insulin plays, not only regulating blood sugar, but also helps in protein synthesis and fat metabolism, understanding that, you know, insulin, it maintains glucose homeostasis and helps regulate energy metabolism throughout the body. And when the dysfunction of insulin starts to occur, it can lead to these imbalances in blood sugar levels, leading to diabetes. And what we'll talk about later is metabolic syndrome, which is really important to understand, which puts us at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
Got a question here for the doctor, emailed in. A question for the doctor. My sister and I each have a bunion. I heard he can treat without breaking the bone. Can you please address that? Well, this is the Rescue Show, so briefly, Doc, you can help people with that?
Yes, there's multiple procedures that we can do that we can evaluate to see what the condition is and the size of the bunion to determine exactly how we can manage that.
All right, so just give the doctor a call again, the doctor's practice, paforDoctors.com. PAfordoctors.com. Any questions related to the topic, you can certainly email me, or again, the toll-free number is 833-707-7900, 833-707-7900. Let's go over, you know, we haven't done this in a while. I don't think we have. If we have, you can correct me. But we Rescue 1250, actually before we do that, Rescue 1250 helps control blood sugars how? Because I know we did the 105 max opening the cell or in letting that 5-carbon sugar in and saying to the pancreas you can stop making insulin. How does the 1250 assist with the blood sugar levels?
Sure. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, helping blood sugar levels, omega-3s, the Rescue 1250 line of supplementation, can help reduce the risk of diabetes and heart disease, especially as we age. You know, research has found that a diet high in omega-3s help to burn metabolic fuels such as glucose and fat better, and also regulate the energy storage across different tissues. So, you know, the study showed that insulin signaling cascade becomes more active at additions of omega-3 fatty acids, and it provides direct evidence that omega-3s help the metabolic process of how blood sugar and fat are used in the body. So really the importance of understanding how omega-3s help control blood sugar is basically by looking at how omega-3s help burn metabolic fuels such as glucose and fat more efficiently. You know, and understanding also that omega-3s are essential for healthy nerve cell membranes and blood flow. And that basically has been shown to help with neuropathy associated with diabetes. So, you know, diabetes and looking at what omega-3s can do, it just makes the body more efficient in using glucose and fat and regulating those energy storage cells a little more efficiently.
Let's go. We haven't done this. I don't think we have in a while. Let's go over numbers if you're diabetic, the blood sugar numbers, and then your A1C, you know, the glucose, the direct glucose, and then the A1C numbers to be diabetic and pre-diabetic. Give me those numbers for folks that are...
Yeah, so if we're looking at, like, you know, the blood glucose chart, we call it. So a normal range of a fasting glucose is around 80 to 100. And if it's around 100 to 125, it's really, like, considered, like, pre-diabetic. And anything over 126, you're considered a type 2 diabetic. Now, understand this can fluctuate throughout the day. If you're eating something, you know, your normal levels might be a little higher after eating a meal. But really, it's fasting blood glucose that we look at. And if we're looking at, you know, the hemoglobin A1C, you know, anything from like 5.7 to 6, you know, is kind of like that pre-diabetes phase. And anything over up to like 6.5 or 7 is really looking at type 2 diabetic, or anything above 6. And anything below 5.7 is usually considered normal of a hemoglobin A1C. So understanding those numbers, so when you go see your family doctor and he talks to you about your blood sugar numbers, blood glucose numbers, or your hemoglobin A1C, you're going to kind of have an understanding of what he's talking about. And really the most important numbers we look at are hemoglobin A1C. If you're a type 2 diabetic and looking at how controlled your blood sugar is over a period of time, hemoglobin A1C is going to be the best idea to see if your blood sugar is controlled or not. And then looking at your blood glucose at one time when they draw that blood is going to tell you what it was at that time. So if you had your blood drawn at 12 o'clock, that's what your blood's going to be at 12 o'clock. Versus the hemoglobin A1C is looking at your blood sugar over a period of 3 months, and then it can tell you whether you've been controlled or uncontrolled.
It's amazing how they figured out how to do that, by the way, when I think about that. That's because one is a snapshot in time. It's that moment in time. That's your glucose numbers. The A1C is a panoramic shot, this long panoramic shot. The numbers again, for what's a normal A1C, did you say?
Anything below 5.7 is really like a normal A1C, and then around 5.7 to 6 is really like that pre-diabetes phase, and then anything above 6 is going to be type 2 diabetes.
6 plus is diabetes, okay. All right, so let's go to Richard on the line here, get him on the phone, and he's got hang on, Richard, I just realized what time it is. I need to give the special. All rescue products are 37% off this weekend, actually all the way through next Friday at midnight, 37% off all the products we're talking about, and every rescue product, 37% off. Including the ones, though, that are so important to getting your diabetes under control today, the 1250, the magnesium, the 105 Max, the Metabolock, Landin C Fiber, all of those, and every rescue product, 37% off, and free shipping on any size order on the weekend. By the way, there's no minimum to buy, mix and match any way you want. You get 37% off your entire order and free shipping on any size order this weekend. After the weekend, you still get the 37% off, but it's free shipping on orders of $75 or more, and you get the rewards points. The coupon code to get that 37% off and the free shipping one way or the other is coupon code MY37. That's MY37. Use that when you shop online at RES-Q.com. That's RES-Q.com. Or use that when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code MY37. Richard, good morning. You're on with Dr. Adam Teichman.
Yes, thank you for all you do, Bobby. Anyway, here's my situation. I'm 86 years old. I'm diabetic. My A1C runs between 6.5 and 6.9. I take insulin, one dose at night, 24 units. The 105 intrigues me. Could that in some way help me get this A1C down, in addition to the diet and exercise that I do?
Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, I definitely think it would help you get that A1C down. You know, you say it's between 6.5 and 6.9. You know,
that's the way it
which is a pretty good
with the insulin intake at night. Yeah,
which is a pretty good number. Talking when you're a type 2 diabetic, you're pretty much a controlled type 2 diabetic. But getting your A1C lower is going to be more beneficial for you. So, you know, adding Rescue 105 Max, I definitely think will help, you know, help with your blood sugar metabolism. And I definitely think it will help lower your A1C over a period of time. You know, like we're talking about today, the supplements that we're talking about, you know, all work well together to help control your blood sugar and promote healthy blood sugar. You know, the 105 Max, the 1250 Magnesium, Metabolock is a great one as well. And we're going to talk about Landin C Fiber. Those six supplements together, you know, work really well to help control your blood sugar levels and put them at a normal level. And talking about Rescue 105 Max, you know, the goal is to get your blood sugar around 105. That's why it's called Rescue 105 Max. And if we can maintain your blood sugar around 105, your hemoglobin A1C is going to drop as well below that 6.4 level, because 105 is a great number. And really the goal of all diabetics is to have that number around 105.
I'm trying to resist my moving myself from the one shot of insulin to the multiple shots for every meal. That's my goal. I see that coming in the future, and I mean I'm old enough already, but I'm just trying to push it off as much as I can.
That's, if you could get it under control, well, that would be a big help.
Yeah, and I would try the 105 max. You know, you take one pill 3 times a day, preferably with every meal you take. You take the capsule with the 105 max, and that'll help control your blood
sugar. I do take the 1250 plus regularly every day. I only take three a day. I don't know if you should take more, but
let me give you a suggestion. The 1250 plus, because it's got the vitamin D and it has got more DHA than EPA. If you take, I would add Rescue 1250, which has got more EPA into than DHA. That's tremendous at dropping triglycerides. Really effective at dropping
triglycerides. I'll tell you what, Bobby, my triglycerides and cholesterol are like rock bottom.
Oh, good. Well, there you go.
Very, very low.
Well, it also helps with inflammation. But either way, you should probably take the 6 a day just to be compliant, because that's there's a reason
why
you
said.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Today.
Yeah,
I'm going to try the 105.
Thank you, Richard. You sound great for, what'd you say, 86?
86, yep.
I hope I sound that good when I'm 86.
I listen to you every day, Bobby.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Richard. Have an awesome day. And I hope you're with us many, many years to come. So make yourself get even healthier. All right, let's grab this call here. Who do we have on the line here? Stan, good morning. You're on with Dr. Adam Teichman.
Good morning. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I have very thick mucus, and I've been to doctors, and I've been to, ENT and everything, and nobody can come up with something to thin out my mucus. When I wake up in the morning, I have a big lump in my throat and everything. Is there anything you could think of that would help me?
A little bit off topic, but, Doc, any ideas?
You know, I think, number one is, stay hydrated. Look at the humidity that you basically is in the air. Using a humidifier or vaporizer will definitely help. Sometimes they say nasal irrigations will help with that, or a warm compress, and staying active. Those are the things that I recommend if you have a lot of mucus in the morning. Those are things that have been shown to help,
That's either a sinus problem or a pulmonary problem or a combination of both. Have you been to what does your GP say?
He told me what to take, and he sent me to I go to an ear, nose and throat doctor, and I also go to a pulmonologist.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't think of anything else.
Said anything to you?
What did he say to do?
Take all kinds of different things, which I've been taking.
Well, I would too. The other thing, are you on any of Rescue's omega-3s?
Yes.
Because they're great anti-inflammatories. But other than that, I'm trying to think to myself what else might help you in terms of Rescue products. I mean, the omega-3s are an anti-inflammatory. I'm trying to think what else might do it for you. The doctor said stay hydrated. I don't know. The other thing I'm thinking of is the Rescue Core Immune. It helped me with my sinuses. So I don't know. Have you ever tried the Rescue Core Immune Defense?
No, I have not. Let me write that down.
Yeah, Rescue Core Immune Defense. Yeah, that helped me a lot, actually, with my sinuses.
Thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome. So we got more calls coming in. To see if we can squeeze one more call in before the top of the hour. But while I have a moment here, we've talked about the 105 Max, the 1250, the magnesium. Metabolock, Doc, that's on the list. How does Metabolock help?
Sure. So Metabolock basically supports what we call the metabolic syndrome. And when we talk about, metabolic syndrome and Metabolock, so what metabolic syndrome is basically a cluster of conditions that occur together to increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. So abdominal obesity, high blood pressure, high sugar levels, high triglyceride levels, and low HDL levels. And Metabolock really addresses those five basically conditions in a supplementation. It has cholesterol, HPE, it has Leptipure, and also has cinnamon. And those three ingredients in Metaboloc, you know, help control, you know, the cholesterol. HPE helps support the body's natural anti-inflammatory response. Leptipure promotes healthy weight loss and improved blood lipid levels. And cinnamon is beneficial in lowering blood glucose levels and also helps lower blood pressure and helps support the cholesterol levels by lowering your LDLs, which are the bad cholesterol levels.
All right, let's squeeze in Curtis here. Good morning, Curtis. You're on with Dr. Teichman.
Yes, sir. I'm on the products for the last 10, 12 years or so. I take the 105 Max, the 1250 Metaboloc, and my glucose is always around 98, 100, and A1C around 5.3. And the last two glucose tests I had went up to 114, and the A1C stayed the same. And like I said, I take the products regularly.
Which products? Do you take the 105 Max?
Yeah, 105 Max, Metaboloc, 1250.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if the A1C stayed the same, that's actually good news, don't you think, Doc? That means maybe it was just maybe he didn't fast long enough or something?
Well, I
yeah, you know.
Well, hold on. Go ahead, Doc.
Listen, he said his A1 through, you said your A1 through is 5.3, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal. I mean, you know, normal is anything below 5.7, so... You know, I think you're doing everything you should do. I would not stop doing anything. And I really wouldn't worry about that one blood level test of 114, especially if your A1C is continuously below 5.7. I think you're doing everything you need to do with, you know, supplementation. And it sounds like you're doing everything, you know, whether it's adding diet and exercise.
Yeah,
it sounds like
that.
You're doing that as well. So, you know, I think the 105 Max, the 1250, and you said the Metaboloc?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those three supplements together, and I recommend those to my patients as well, you know, what you're taking to control their blood sugar. And I think that's a great proof of how can we control our blood sugar is by adding those supplements and, you know, proofs in the numbers, as we say.
I've been taking them for 12 years, so I just couldn't figure out why it went up.
Well, it's only your one day fasting went up. Your snapshot went up, but your long range, which is taking the 9-month average, again,
3 months.
I mean, excuse me, 90 days, 3-month average, is 5.7 or less is good. You're 5.3, so you're obviously doing something really well because that's your 3-month average. That's really good. It's the 114. Who knows? It could have been the lab. It could have been something you didn't really fast. It could have been something you took that you didn't realize, like a pill or something that spiked your, you know. So anyway, you're doing great.
I wouldn't really worry about that. I mean, that 114 level, you know, exactly what Gunther was saying. You know, I agree with what he's saying. And, you know, as long as your A1C is good, that's really the number you want to really look at. And I think you're doing a great job, and I would recommend continuing what you're doing because, you know, your blood sugar is really under control, and I think you're decreasing your risk of heart disease, cardiovascular disease, everything, and continue what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Curtis. And thank you, Doc. Great job, and have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon, Doctor.
All right, awesome. Have a good one.
You too. Dr. Adam Teichman, PA4Doctors.com. That's PA4Doctors.com. The special. This is on through all the way through next Friday. All rescue products, any rescue products you want, mix and match any way you want, no minimum to buy. All of them are 37% off. And no minimum, as I said, 37% off. You get free shipping on Saturday and Sunday on any size order. After the weekend, it's free shipping at orders of $75 or more. So get the 37% off, the free shipping, the rewards points with the coupon code MY37. That's coupon code MY37 when you shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com, or when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Have a healthy week.